Okay, Talon. So what happened yesterday?
Somebody called me from Search and Rescue inquiring about our paraglider that had gotten caught up in a tree roughly 60 feet off the ground in Mount Roberts Tram. So I went ahead and drove myself to the parking lot at the tram and parked, threw my gear back on, got to the site. By about 7 o'clock, I was getting into a tree, the tree that she was in.
So what was the process like trying to save her?
Finesse. Honestly, I was so tired. I pulled a 12-hour day in the trees before I even got there, so I just had to have my wits about me, and it wasn't too complicated. I mean, granted, I'm dealing with somebody instead of like a piece of wood or like maybe if I go and do a rescue for a cat or something. Like it was definitely a little more, felt a little more nervous about it, but I just did what I do, and that was set block and tackle, basically, as if I were to rig out a tree over somebody's house. I was real gentle about it. Obviously, I had her secured before I even set everything up to lower her down. I had actually prepped the tree on the way up, cleaned all the branches that were going to be in the path of her to set down it, so she didn't get scratched up and all that. She was a little heat stroke, you know, been stuck in the sun for I don't know how long.
Yeah. So how's she doing now? Is she okay?
Best of my knowledge, I just talked with her, and she just actually had her husband come by and pay me for the job.
Have you done something like this before?
Actually, earlier in the week, I rescued two blue herons out of a net, two juvenile blue herons out of a nest that had been, I think the mom had gotten taken out by an eagle, and yeah, I got those guys out, and they went to the Raptor Center.
Okay. But never a person.
No. Okay. I've helped other climbers that I'm like, you know, working for other companies or working under me on my company. Like, I've had to repel people out of trees, like show them how to get themselves down, because they get up there and think they can do it and they get too scared, kind of deal.
Okay.
I've done that, but that's not like, this was just like, oh, I don't know if she's supported. I don't know, like, if the wind starts blowing, like, there's a high possibility that she's going to float out of it and then crash down to the ground. Like, you know, just definitely an emergency situation. But yeah, it's something totally new to me.
How are you feeling after you've saved a person out of a tree?
I feel like anybody who just pulled a 17-hour day yesterday in this heat is doing hard labor. That's how I feel, man. I'm a little worn out, man. I'm stoked. I'm really happy. I'm really fortunate that I get to actually service my community in these kind of, in these matters.